Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Well, I can't sleep again. Well, I got 5 hours, so I guess that's good enough. But I got to work today, and 5 hours ain't enough sleep to have an operating functional system. So usually I'm a seven boy. I'm usually that seven boy, eight's lucky. How often do you guys sleep? I'm one of those boys that once I start, I got to work at 7 a.m., so I'm up at 6. And then sometimes we work late, and then I go to bed at 1, but my body still wakes up at a certain time. So I got 5 hours, and I'm running on fumes, and I can't stop thinking about shit. So I got to get it off my chest. I got a few friends who believe in QAnon, and I don't even know how to talk to them anymore. So this is my way of venting and reaching out. If you guys are listening, you know who you are. I love you. I want you back. I miss you. I want you back. You got to realize that this isn't okay. And you know, it's not okay. And I'm sure some of you guys listening probably have someone. This is a new thing. If you're not familiar, QAnon is it was like a fringe group originally, but it's gotten really big. There's millions of members. I don't know if they're a member, but believer. It's kind of a religion. They believe that Donald Trump's a light worker. That's somebody who is doing light work on the planet Earth to save the children from a cabal of Satan worshiping Jewish, because so there's some racism undertones, and Hollywood elite and democratic people who drink adrenochrome, which is basically baby blood for superpowers. And they, you know, I'm sorry if I sound mocking. It's just so crazy to me. Sorry, I don't mean to say crazy either. It's fucking insane. And, you know, they think that this is happening, and It's like a choose your own adventure narrative online game that they play, a fantasy world that's really dangerous, and it's like a cult. It's basically like Scientology or something that outrageous. I even got a couple friends in Scientology, but that's, you know, that's like labeled a religion, so I guess it's okay. I mean, is it any weirder than any religion's fables and stories? They say that there's a part of our brain that evolves to believe in religious things, and I don't know if I have that part of my brain. To be quite honest with you, I wish I did. I wish there was a part of my brain that just said, Jesus will forgive you for all your sins. I don't believe that. Maybe Jesus was a real person. He certainly wasn't white. We're going deep right away. In America here, Jesus is some white, blonde hair, long blue. No, dude, he was in the Middle East. He's at least black or Middle Eastern. The whole thing's, I don't understand. So yeah, it's affecting a lot of people in my life, and I don't know how to talk to them about it. So here I am, and maybe they'll hear this and know I love you and I miss you and I don't judge you. I just want you to be okay, and I'm concerned that one day you're going to be told to fucking do something you might regret, because a lot of these cults do this. They all promise this thing. The day is coming. The day of reckoning is coming. So watch. Soon enough, this is going to happen. Hillary's emails are coming out. They've been saying that for 4 years. Nothing ever comes out. All conspiracy theories don't really ever get resolved. They just sort of sit there in the cosmos, in these people's minds, and in the culture that say, oh, just wait. They're going to prove it one day. I'm still waiting for... I used to think 9/11 was an inside job. Now I don't believe in any conspiracy theories. I just don't, because I think that they all fall apart. Like, what happened to 5G? That was a big one that was hot for a while. You know, 5G, man, it's the radiation. No, there's more radiation in your remote control to your television that's harmful than it is in your 5G phone by a landslide. They even proved you could be in front of your microwave oven. I watch Mythbusters. I love that show because science is my religion. And Mythbusters proved that microwaves aren't that bad for you, because you used to say, oh, don't stand in front of the microwave. They ran a microwave on high power for like 20 minutes and put a meter in front of it. I watched it. You could look it up. And the meter barely read any radiation. It's the same thing when they used to say, turn your cell phone off on the airplane. It jams the signal. No, it doesn't. It doesn't jam the signal at all. They just want you to pay attention. So Mythbusters put cell phones in every single seat on an airplane on. It didn't jam anything. It's all bullshit. So I feel like we don't respect science enough. Like, everyone thinks Fauci is some, like, it's like, when did we stop trusting the science and the doctors? And I get it, we've been lied to, but it's like, you don't know more than them. You don't know more. Like, there's experts who have studied this shit and know more than we do. And I think it's people, I really think it's a control thing. I think people need some sense of control in a chaotic world. Have I talked about this before? Sorry, I just had a coffee. I think people need to know what's going on because it's so hard to be like, I don't know. It's hard to just say, I don't know. But there's a lot of power in saying, I don't know. It's okay to not know. It's okay to say, you know what, there's just some shit I'll never understand. But instead, you have to connect the dots. It's pattern recognition. Our brains have evolved to know patterns so you didn't get attacked by a jaguar in the bushes. So you connect the dots, but the dots don't connect. So I just, I obsess on this. Like, I wake up and I just can't stop thinking about certain people that I love who, and maybe I just need to let it go, but I just want to help them, but I don't know how. I don't know how. I deleted my social media for over a month. I'm on about 2 weeks in. I can't tell you how great that is. No social media at all. I open it up to post the podcast and I delete it right away. I don't look at any messages. I don't scroll. So I will do that. So I open it. And it feels so good to be off fucking Instagram and Twitter. Oh, my God. And I don't do Facebook. I don't do the Facebook. I like saying the Facebook, so I sound old. I am old. I'm 46. So, yeah. Okay. That was a lot. I also have a couple friends that are female human beings that drink each other's period blood. Yep. How's that? I'm not going to say who. Doesn't matter. And it's kind of amazing slash gnarly. And I guess at the end of the day, I have some eccentric friends. I like weirdos. I don't like normies. I like weirdos. I am attracted to weird individuals. Hence me working with, and this is a compliment. Hence me working with Riff Raff, Andy Melanakis, Mickey Avalon, Andre Legacy, comedians. I like weird, strange individuals. So I guess this maybe just goes with the territory, you know. But I feel QAnon has infiltrated normal people as well. I mean, there's people who's, you know, I'm obsessed with this. I'm on a text thread with a couple of my friends who are as frustrated as me. And we share, you know, there's a Reddit forum, all this shit. We share, you know, different articles on it. And this is affecting a lot of people's lives. And it's just going towards a very weird place. Like, at first it was cute. Oh, flat earth. You think the earth's flat? That's cute. I'll still be your friend. Oh, you think, you know, 9/11's a job. Debatable. Moon landing fake? Debatable. But I don't believe, I believe we did land on the moon. And I think that people have nefarious intent and want to take America out. We've seen that. There's been terrorist attacks a lot. What, you know, we were vulnerable just like we are with coronavirus. And then you get, there's this whole new age world that's going QAnon, which is really strange because it was an alt-right thing, but now it's got the left too. And they've, you know, brainwashed a lot of people in the wellness community. You know, these are yogi people. These are health gurus that believe that Donald Trump is here to save children in underground. I mean, it's gone as far as this. There was an earthquake in LA a few months ago. And there, nope, that's not an earthquake. That was explosions underground. This is what QAnon thinks. There's underground explosions that were for the kids in the tunnel. Like, okay, dude, no, that was an earthquake. Okay, you can't, you're just connecting shit, and it's not okay. And I love my friends. I don't know what to do. Do you guys have this situation? Do you have a, what the fuck do you do? I don't know. As you get older, you kids listening, you'll start having less and less core group of friends in your life. So when something like this takes out 28% of your friends, it's a big deal. You know, it's like seven people I know and love. Or whatever, you know, something like that. Excuse me. And I can't stop thinking about it. And I don't know what to fucking do. As if shit wasn't crazy enough. And there's a lot of time to think about when you're off social media because you ain't looking at your phone all day. Here's a good thing about the no social media is that I still find myself filling, like if I just have to sit there with myself for a few minutes and just like think, oh, put on YouTube, oh, put on a podcast. So like, it's hard for me to just be with my own thoughts, which, you know, I think we all suffer from that. We're overstimulated. So sometimes I'll just shut everything off and just sit in quiet, basically meditate. And that's when all the stuff comes up. You're like, oh, wait a minute. This is why you put things together. And I feel like we overstimulate and numb ourselves with our devices that we never have the growth period because we're just constantly bombarding ourselves with too much shit. And therefore, we never have that 5 minutes, even 5 minutes of nothing, just sitting in a room. Blaise Pascal has a famous quote, all of man's problems stem from not being able to sit by himself in a quiet room. I butchered it, something like that. But that's the truth. And that was written in the 1700s or something in Europe before there was fucking a lamp. So maybe it was the 1800s, maybe even 1900s. I don't know. Look, I'm not smart, but I'm reading two books. I channel surf books. I'm reading a book called The Worm at the Core, which is about terror management theory, which is the belief in that we basically all have a primal fear of dying. So every action that we have is pretty much out of that fear of dying, whether it's collecting money and toys and having children and putting out our masterpiece. It's because we want to live forever. And it's a subconscious thing and it's fascinating. Oh, wow. It's basically Ernest Becker's follow-up. Ernest Becker wrote a book called The Denial of Death that won the Pulitzer Prize in the early 80s, early 70s. And he passed away before the book came out. So he never even got to see his book get such critical praise. And then Sheldon Solomon and a couple of his buddies, you could scroll back and listen. Maybe my most fascinating talk besides Chris Ryan and Sheldon Solomon, I think, are the two smartest guys I've spoken with on the pod. No offense to anyone else. And they're just scholars, basically. I don't know what that means even. But go back and listen to Sheldon Solomon on my podcast if you're interested in that topic I just spoke of, because this is the guy. He's like a teacher in somewhere in upstate New York, I think. And he's very educated on it. I mean, I could talk to that guy all day. Anyhow, ooh, that was fucking a lot. I'm annoyed with myself. I'm in Galveston, Texas, shooting a movie. It's very strange because of the COVID situation. So we have to be tested every 3 days in quarantine while we're shooting. And, it's a trip, man. So like anytime you even got to go out for a coffee or anything, you got to be extra smart and safe. So yeah, that's a trip. We'll be halfway through in a few days. So hopefully we get it done. We'll see. Amazing crew and cast. I'm having a blast. And Galveston's dope. Galveston's just an hour south of Houston, and it's like Florida of Texas, little beach town. Really dope. Golf carts driving around, cool old architecture. The largest natural disaster in U.S. history happened in Galveston in 1900. A hurricane hit, which, by the way, there's another one coming here this week. A hurricane hit here and killed 15,000 people. That's the largest natural disaster in U.S. history. And Galveston was like going to be the Paris of Texas or of America. And it's very much similar to New Orleans in its architecture. And it was French and it's beautiful. But it got wiped out. So it never had the boom it was supposed to. So it's just sort of got this trippy feel to it. Ooh, one of my zinc fell out of my pocket. I've been taking zinc and vitamin D. I don't know if that really helps COVID. I don't know what to believe. Just trying to be smart and safe. And what's up with the no maskers? Can we get past this now? I mean, Trump just got out of the hospital. He still don't wear the mask. I don't know what to say. Like, it's just this simple, guys. Like, what if you're wrong? What if, I know you think you know more than epidemiologists and doctors and scientists, but let's just say you might be wrong. That's my question. Is it possible that you're wrong? Because if you say no, then I don't like you. Because you have to be objective and open to being wrong. But if you're not wearing a mask, you're saying, no, I'm right. Fuck you. I don't care about you. And it's like, I don't want to wear a mask. Nobody does. It's like wearing a seatbelt. It's a 7% inconvenience. Maybe the mask is a little more. It's like a 17% inconvenience, right? It's a little annoying. You deal with it because you care about society and other people. You're compassionate. You have empathy. I see someone without a mask and they got this smirk on their face like they're know-it-alls. And you just don't say anything to them because what's the point? You're not going to change anyone's mind. In the words of the famous Riff Raff, he said that to me once. I forget who I was frustrated with. I was talking about it, and he just laughs and goes, man, you can't change nobody, man. Don't worry about it. I was like, oh, my God. Fuck, he's right. Why am I? And I guess that goes back to the beginning of this podcast. I'm not going to, I guess I can't change my friends who believe in QAnon. I guess I cannot change them. It's a frustrating feeling. Oh my God, there's the irony, is that I want to be in control of that. That's the thing I just poked at. I was just saying that I was judging my friends for having to have control, and I'm doing the same thing. Oh my God, this is therapeutic. I'm learning about myself. I'm not perfect. I never said I was, but that's very interesting. Wow, that is that. And I hate when people use the word ironic wrong when it's a coincidence. Like someone will be like, oh my God, it's so ironic I'm seeing you here. No, it's not. It's a coincidence you're seeing me here. Ironic is you're afraid of flying on an airplane, so you take the train and a plane crashes into the train and kills you. That's ironic. Not, oh, people think a coincidence is ironic. Anyway, I'm judging, trying to control. I got to let shit go. I talked to Chris Ryan about this, about the QAnon stuff, and he goes, you're giving it too much power. And he's right, but I can't seem to control the frustration about it, and the it's just mind-blowing to me. It's seriously mind-blowing. It's kind of like the people you see at Trump rallies behind Donald Trump. They just got this weird smirk on their face. Like, I can't explain it. There's this weird look. It's like this, they're intoxicated. They drank it. And here's what's even more frustrating is the no maskers say, you're a sheep. It's like, no, you're a sheep of a different farm. I'm a sheep of science. I'm a sheep of keeping everybody fucking safe. You're a sheep of selfish behavior. So yeah, okay, we're different sheep. You're acting like you have some individual belief system. It's like, no, you're you basically are a sheep of a total kook. Sorry, just saying it. It's crazy. And it's fucked up that people wish that Trump would die. I don't believe that. I don't think, and you shouldn't wish death upon anybody. He got sick. I knew he'd be okay. He's got the best medicine. And I knew he'd come out and spin it politically. But we don't want anyone to die. That's fucked up. But that being said, these are crazy times. I don't know if a civil war is coming. It feels like it. I see Trump trucks driving through Texas here. And this is a very liberal city. I see more Biden signs than I see Trump signs. But you'll see trucks driving, like seven trucks with Trump flags and American flags flapping. And they're just looking for trouble. I'm like, fuck, this is a trip. But I'm not you know what? I guess you got to pick a side. But fuck all of them. Fuck Democrats and Republicans. How about that? How about I'm my own person? Is that okay? It's so tribal to have to pick a side and we're fighting over it. It's like, no, we need to be cool with each other. First of all, just to be like, I don't know, man. I guess I'm not that patriotic because I'm a global citizen and I sound like a douchebag saying that. But I like to travel the world. I love other cultures. It's not like America. That's just so like fratty. Like, no, it's like, God, it's like, no, dude, we're all in this together on this ship. Let's just be cool with each other and we could get through this. But instead, we're divided and going at it. And it feels like a civil war is coming. I got a gun. I'm not a gun guy. I got two guns and a bunch of ammo that I'm buying illegally in alleyways in fucking Yucca Valley off of shady dudes. Because guess what? I want to protect myself and my loved ones. And it's come to that. And it's fucking gnarly. I'm actually going to try to leave the country because I don't feel safe staying here. Like, after all these years, the enemy wasn't the Middle Eastern people or the Russians or the Chinese. It's your neighbor. It's your neighbor with a Trump or a Biden flag is ready to kill each other. I read today an 81-year-old man was killed for asking a guy to wear a mask. I ain't saying shit to nobody. Motherfuckers are crazy right now. And you could see both sides. Yeah, we got to keep the shit open. Maybe there, you know, it's like a knee-jerk reaction. It's just, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just ranting, but when 9/11 first happened, they stopped curbside check-in at the airport. Made no sense at all. It was just a knee-jerk reaction. No checking your bag outside. I remember thinking, what was that about? And eventually, they stopped doing that because it made no sense. With this, with COVID, my conspiracy theorist friends are like, no, I got Fauci saying the masks don't help, and now he's saying they help. It's like, yeah, because we're figuring it out as we go, dude. Science explores things and changes it. So yeah, dude, like you got to be open to change, and that's everything. It's not one, it's not binary. We just think so binary and black and white and ones and twos, and it's not. It's everything's so nuanced. It's like when you just say men are pigs. It's like, okay, broad generalizations are the epitome of ignorance. It's like saying all women cheat. No, they don't. I think humans cheat. How about that? And we need to, like, we got to be smarter than this. And this country is on the precipice of folding. The House of Cards is crumbling. We're watching it happen. And it's like, if you stop and think about it, it can drive you mad. So I think everyone's on edge. 6 months, shutdowns. And to think the pandemic is fake for political reasons. So you think the Democrats had people fake their death in Brazil, India, Europe, shut down Paris because of, I mean, that's so narrow-minded. It's like, no, it's not just about America. That's the problem. We just think it's about us. We're the immature country that's being exposed for our weaknesses because guess what? We fucked up. Look at Africa. They have no outbreak because they had Ebola and they had infrastructure to prepare for something like this. We didn't. Africa is better prepared than the United States for a pandemic. How about them apples? Right? Think about it. That's facts I'm saying right there. So we got to just get back to reality. Everyone's just sitting on their computer living in some fantasy. My friend Alchemist said this perfectly. Everybody is the hero of their own movie right now. Everyone's the lead hero in their own movie, and everyone's going fucking crazy. Oh, my God. That was the 20-minute ramble. Fuck. It just feels good to get that out. Oh, my God. This dude in the movie, so that the director I'm working with, he hires people off the street to be in the movies, so it looks very real. And there's this cool kid who plays my friend in the movie named Ethan. He plays my best friend, and he was a little nervous, and I'm like, let's drink a coffee, and we drank a cold brew, and he threw up because, sorry if I embarrass you if you hear this, Ethan, but he threw up because he drank too much coffee. And I'm like, dude, I'll fucking drink three more. I'm fucking so fucked on the coffee. I need to do another coffee detox like I'm doing the social media detox. But it's like, let me have something, you know? I don't smoke weed. I've had three beers in the last month. This is the most sober I've ever been. And I think that's another reason why I'm just like really feeling everything. Like if you've been like me and numbed yourself with weed for 20 plus years, and I just kind of lived I didn't want to feel things. Now you feel things, and it's so gnarly. Everything is so gnarly right now. Like, this is when you, like, a lot of people are just self-medicating. But, yeah, that's another reason why it's hard to sleep. Because, like, you wake up, and normally you just close your eyes and go back to bed, and instead it just hits you. It's like that moment of silence I was talking about. You wake up, I don't know about you, but I do. I wake up, and it's like, everything at once, and it's like, how do I just shut that off and go back to bed? Sometimes I'm able to take a deep breath and say, and there's a book I read called The Untethered Soul, where you look at your thinking brain from above. You actually like detach yourself from your brain as it's an organ. So your soul is different than your thought process. So you can look at your brain as a thinking organ and not you. And you can like look at it and be like, that's not you. Those thoughts aren't you. Shut up, go to bed. And I could do it, but sometimes I can't. I hope I don't sound like a narcissist. I feel like we're all a little bit narcissistic, but when you had your ego handed to you as much as I have in my life and just been humbled and eaten the humble pie, I feel, unless I'm completely delusional, I'd like to think that my ego's been put in check in a lot of ways. But here I am talking like I know shit. I don't know fucking shit. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about something we could all use more of right now. Sex. Great sex. Come on, guys, let's be real. Right now, the news is on all day long. You know, negative stuff flying at you all day. Social media, everyone's fighting on Twitter. It's hard to get aroused. It's hard to get it up during a pandemic. Guys, now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. Duh.
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is made in the USA. It's prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor or wait in line. It's even cheaper than a pharmacy, and they prepare and ship it right to you in a discreet package. No awkwardness, and you don't need to leave the house. If you could benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code REX. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code REX. Try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And remember, when you support our sponsors, you help make this podcast possible. So please be sure to use our promo code REX at BlueChew.com. Hey, fellas, how's your beach bod treating you, huh? Manscaped is here to ensure your post-quarantine body is ready for the wild. Don't be that guy at the beach with a bear rug on your chest. And if you grew some quarantine man tits, hey, the least you could do is make sure they're hairless, right? Am I right? You know, I remember one time when I was trimming my pubic hair with my beard trimmer, and let's just say, I made a little mistake, and it was a bloody mess. And to be quite honest, well, I don't ever want that to happen again, so I am extremely thankful that they designed something that can trim your area down there that's designed to go around the testicular areas and the male genitalias, all right? Manscaped is dedicated to helping you level up your full-body grooming game. They have forever changed the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0. They named it after me, Perfect Package. Their Perfect Package 3.0 kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 3.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. This is the best trimmer on the market for those of you in need of a chest shave. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin safe technology pioneered by Manscaped. I mean, you know, you can also adjust the settings to get a length you like, and you can stay on top of it with almost no effort at all. It's like it was made for me. I'm lazy. You can even trim an arrow pointing to the promised land if you're bold enough. Be sure to use their Crop Cleanser Body Wash to keep your hair and skin feeling healthy and fresh. Inside the Perfect Package, you'll also find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer, because we know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. You'll also find the Crop Reviver Ball Toner, a testy toner that's designed to give you a pep in your step. Subscribe to the Perfect Package and get a new blade refill for your lawnmower 3.0 trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months. For a limited time, subscribers get two free gifts. The Shed Travel Bag, $39 value, I might add, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped boxers. And I got to tell you, they're the most comfortable underwear that I've ever worn. I usually go free-balling, but these ones are that good you don't even notice they're on. So you get 20% off free shipping with the code NERVOUSREX at Manscaped. Okay, that's NERVOUSREX at Manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NERVOUSREX at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com and use the code NERVOUSREX. Trim your chesticles with the besticles, baby.
What else? I was going to start a segment on this called Dropping Names, where I tell stories of like celebrity encounters, because I think people would be interested in that. So, let's tell the O.J. Simpson story. I was in Miami, probably 10 years ago. This is obviously after OJ got out of jail for murder, and it was before he went back into jail for like robbing that shit like in Vegas or whatever happened. So I'm in Miami, I'd say maybe 2010, let's say, and maybe 09, and I'm at Mansion, this big club, and OJ's there, and there's this like shady like dude with them, And I know someone who knows the dude. And the guy's like a fan of mine. And OJ don't know who I am. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's OJ Simpson. I'm just looking at his big hands. I'm like, damn, that dude fucking is a straight killer. He killed two people. And now he's out on the street. And he's just like having a good time in the club. What a trip. And his boy's like, you want to come do a bump with me and OJ? And I don't like coke. Contrary to popular belief, because I've done a song as Dirt Nasty called 1980. I don't like coke. Coke is fucking the worst drug on the planet. I grew up in a alcoholic, cocaine-addicted household, and that'll ruin everything, so that's why I don't like booze or coke. So, I'm like, fuck it, I gotta do a bump with OJ. This is crazy. So I go downstairs, underneath, like, the club. So imagine you're hearing, like, the club through a wall, like, boof, 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 and fucking, the dude scoops one out, like, he goes first, my other friend goes first, then I do one, I gotta go backwards, so the guy can't find anything to do a little bump off of. So my boy goes, do you got like a pen or a knife? And he looks at OJ when he says that. And OJ looks at me and goes, nigga gonna ask me for a knife. And I go, oh my fucking God. Sorry I said the N-word, but it was for the context of the story. OJ said it. He said, N-word gonna ask me for a knife. Like, I'm O.J. Simpson. I killed two people with a knife. He's going to ask me, of all people, O.J. Simpson for a knife. I'm like, that was one of the craziest fucking things I've ever seen and heard. I still don't believe it. One of those things where you're just like, God damn, that just happened? And then we all do a bump, and it goes to O.J., and he looks at me, and my boy's like, nah, I'm good. He didn't want to do coke with us, so now I did a bump of coke, which I hate, and I'm coked up, and O.J. didn't do the coke. And I go back upstairs, and I'm just like, that didn't just fucking happen. Oh, my God. That's insane. And this is the first time I told that story. And then I remember I put the picture on Instagram. And it was like, if you scroll down on my Instagram to the very beginning, I put a picture of that and people got pissed that I like I'm supporting, you know, that OJ is a killer and killed people. I don't know. I don't support him as a killer. I just thought it was fucking incredible that he said that. Holy shit, that just happened. Maybe I should write a book one day because I got some really good stories, but I'm not a rat. I guess I am a rat. What am I saying? I just ratted. I am a rat. But whatever. Isn't he in jail though? He's back out again. Whatever. He didn't do the coke. And he said a funny joke. So if anything, maybe he'll be happy. He won't hear this anyway, but that's absolutely fucking mind-blowing. And then I got a Stevie Wonder story. I have black friends. I was in New York City, and I was an investor in a nightclub restaurant, and it was opening up, and it was in New York City, and I used to live in New York for 5 years, so I made some connections in the nightclub business, and I went out all the time. I was living that life. It was a very fun time. New York in the 90s, pre-Giuliani, shit was wild, fucking had a blast, and I made some connections, and I invested in a nightclub when I got proposed. I put in like 10 grand or something to be a part owner. And I went to the opening of it. I flew out to New York, went to the opening, and Stevie Wonder's there. I'm like, oh my God, Stevie Wonder's here. Somebody makes the mistake of thinking that I was the owner. Someone in Stevie Wonder's camp, because he had like an entourage with him that takes care of him. And someone was introduced to me as one of the owners. So they bring Stevie Wonder over to me. They're like, hey, you want to meet the owner of this place? And Stevie Wonder shakes my hand, and he's doing the thing where he kind of rocks his head back and forth. He's like, hey, man, thanks so much for having me. You could do me a favor? I'm like, yeah, anything you want, Stevie. And I didn't want to be like, no, I'm just one of the owners. So I just played it along with it. Like, yeah, I'm the owner. He says, yeah, will you do me a favor? My favorite drink's called Champagne Wonder. It's guava juice and champagne. Can you put it on the menu so I'll keep coming back? I was like, absolutely, Stevie, whatever you need. And I run in the kitchen, and I'm like barking at the... I'm like, we got to make Stevie Wonder this drink. They're like, who the fuck are you? I'm one of like 20 investors, and I'm telling them they have to have the Champagne Wonder. And fuck, it was hilarious. I run outside, I call my mom. I'm like, Mom, I'm hanging out with Stevie Wonder. She's like, oh my God, you know, because I grew up listening to Stevie Wonder. One of my earliest memories was my mom listening to Stevie Wonder in the 70s in a Volkswagen Beetle in San Francisco. It's like part of my earliest memories is Stevie Wonder. Boogie on Reggae Woman. I recently got the album again. It's amazing. One of the best albums of all time. And those are my two stories that I'm going to share on this pod. I think I'll start putting these in more because I got some good ones, baby. I guess I'm a rat. Fuck, you learn a lot about yourself when you can't sleep, drink a coffee, and ramble on a podcast. Okay, I think that's a good one. We got a 30-minute ramble in. I love you guys. Stay crispy and suck on the...
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.